pity and gives Americans the impression that the English are just generally clueless about hot stimulants. So the best advice I can give to an American arriving in England is this. Go to Marks & Spencer and buy a packet of Earl Grey tea. Go back to where you're staying and boil a kettle of water. While it is coming to the boil, open the sealed packet and sniff. Careful, you may feel a bit dizzy, but this is in fact perfectly legal. When the kettle has boiled, pour a little of it into a teapot, swirl it around, and tip it out again. Put a couple, or three, depending on the size of the pot, of tea bags, into the pot. If I was really trying to lead you into the path of righteousness, I would tell you to use free leaves rather than bags, but let's just take this in easy stages. Bring the kettle back to the boil, and then pour the boiling water as quickly as you can into the pot. Let it stand for 2 or 3 minutes, and then pour it into a cup. Some people will tell you that you shouldn't have milk with Earl Grey tea, just a slice of lemon. Screw them. I like it with milk. If you think you will like it with milk, then it's probably best to put some milk into the bottom of the cup before you pour in the tea. This is socially incorrect. The socially correct way of pouring tea is to put the milk in after the tea. Social correctness has traditionally had nothing whatever to do with reason, logic, or physics. In fact, in England, it is generally considered socially incorrect to know stuff or think about things. It's worth bearing this in mind when visiting. If you pour milk into a cup of hot tea, you will scald the milk. If you think you will prefer it with a slice of lemon, then, well, add a slice of lemon. Drink it. After a few moments, you will begin to think that the place you've come to isn't maybe quite so strange and crazy, after all. May the 12th, 1999. The Rhino Climb. Great wumps of equatorial heat are coming up at me from off the tarmac. It's the short, rainy season in Kenya, but the sun burned off the morning dampness in minutes. I'm slathered in sunblock. The road stretches off into the distant heat haze, and my legs are settling in nicely. Dotted along the road ahead and behind me are other walkers, some striding vigorously, others appearing just to amble, but all in fact moving at the same speed. One of them is wearing a large grey sculptural edifice made out of a painted woven plastic fabric stretched over a metal frame. A large horn bobs along in front of it. The thing is a grotesque but oddly beautiful caricature of a rhinoceros moving along with swift, busy strides. The sun beats down. Lopsided lorries grind their way dangerously past us. The drivers shout and grin at our rhinoceros. When we pass, as we frequently do, lorries that have clearly just rolled over and collapsed on the side of the road, we wonder if it was anything to do with us. The other walkers have all been walking for several days now, from the shore at Mombasa, along the main highway to the truck stop at Voi, the local center of the universe. I joined them